The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you've joined me. Truth about the vaccine is at a tipping point, says Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Robert Malone believes we are there. We are at a tipping point. And what's making him think we're at a tipping point about getting the truth out about the vaccine is actually how the evil people who push the vaccine are acting. How they are trying now to rewrite history. And because of their revisionist history, and they're trying to make people think things that aren't true about what has happened and what did happen in the past, that that's a sign that we are right at a tipping point and they know it. And so they're trying to get ahead of it and they're trying to rewrite history so that it doesn't go over the tipping point. I don't think we're over the tipping point. I hope Dr. Robert Malone is right. I hope he's right that we're at the tipping point. I think a lot more people than when we first started know that the vaccine is bad. It's something they should not get ever again. And I think a lot more people are now starting to become convinced that it's actually a bioweapon. There's no other way to explain it other than a bioweapon. And it's horrible to even say that, but I remember when we all first started down this road and what we were doing on this show and at the New American is giving all sorts of expert opinions on what we thought might be happening. And sometimes we would do worst case scenario. I don't know if we ever did worst case scenario. But worst case scenario that this is a bioweapon. Yeah, we did do that. And we were saying, you know, that's one of the worst case scenarios, that this vaccine itself is the bioweapon. I know I was saying that. I don't know if some of the doctor experts were saying that or not. I think some of them were, but I won't speak for them because my memory of some of the things about that is vague, and I wouldn't know which doctor said what because I've seen so many experts. So anyways, I know I was saying, you know, obviously, worst case scenario is the vaccine is in itself a bioweapon. Well, we for sure are at that worst case scenario. The worst case scenario of your immune system being damaged. We talked about that. But worse than that, it's not an accident. It's actually a bioweapon. They're damaging your immune system on purpose. That would be worst case scenario. And I don't think anyone who has researched and followed this would disagree with me that this is a bioweapon and it damages your immune system. The facts are there. There's enough science to back up what we theorized. We don't theorize anymore. We just look at the science and it proves that this is the case. But that they don't back down. This is what's interesting. I'm going to get to Dr. Malone in just a second. Be patient. I really am. I'm going to play you some of Dr. Malone. The other side is never going to back down. Because they can't. When you go all in like this, where you pushed a vaccine and it kills thousands of people, let alone millions of people, can you ever back down and say, we were wrong? Can they ever do that in their minds? Of course not. So since you know they'll never admit to killing all these people. And then that's not even counting damaging all these people with the vaccine. Since they are never going to admit to it, and as long as they don't, they've given themselves immunity too, why wouldn't they just double, triple, quadruple down? To save face, they have to push you to get the vaccine even more. Because they have to lie and say, oh, yeah, it's good, because that's what they said at the beginning, and they can't back down from that. And if they're saying, yeah, it's good, and it's helping people, and it's saving people, then that means they have to push you to get another one. They have to, because if they don't, then everyone will ask, well, if it's so good, why aren't you pushing for people to get another one? That's in their minds. That's how they're thinking. So they're just going to keep digging. And they think, well, since we have immunity and the government is the one who pushed this and we've got the courts and a corrupt system behind us, we can dig a hole as deep as we want. I don't think that's true. I think they think that because they're thinking politically within America. Here's where they're fools. If we continue to expose them, foreign governments is who they should worry about. Yeah, they can keep digging a hole in America. They can keep digging and know that they've got all this corruption and protection from not being sued and everything else in America. But that's not true about every country around the world. And so if we continue to expose these people, they could be held accountable. But America will never hold them accountable. Mark my words, America, the American people will, in the aspect that we'll expose it, but it's going to be people in foreign countries that are watching this right now. You're the ones that can hold our pharmaceutical companies accountable. And I think that is a possibility that can happen. I think God likes to expose the evil ways of these people. It's up to us what we do with that when they're exposed, basically. But let me get to Dr. Robert Malone. He thinks we're at a tipping point. And if we are, if we get over that tipping point, then we need the people in the foreign countries to get over that tipping point as well of their population. And then maybe their governments will actually do something, because America's government will never. Take that to the bank. We are extremely corrupt, and they have made sure that the people who push this are in all the right key positions so nothing will ever happen. You foreigners, you better be getting fired up to come after our pharmaceutical companies. They deserve to be smacked down. I want you to smack them down. Please smack them down. Thank you. Here's Robert Malone.
So I think we're finally getting to a critical mass point where we have, for instance, this was stunning. Rochelle Walensky coming out yesterday, I think, or the day before, acknowledging that there is this myocarditis and cardiac inflammation, heart inflammation of the heart problem.
How can she do that?
And then saying that, well, we just recently became aware of it. It is such blatant revisionist history.
Is that a lie?
It's clearly a lie, but it's more important. We're now, the way I think you can sense that we're at a tipping point is the historical revisionism is kicking in. They're retelling the story. You have Tony Fauci, you have Deborah Birx coming out with her version of the story, trying to push back.
What did you think of Birx's? What did you think?
Okay, I'm going to pause it there. I want to comment on the first thing that he talked about, how they're trying to act like we're just finding out that myocarditis is a side effect of the vaccine. Pfizer had it in their documents. The FDA, before the vaccine was given out, listed myocarditis as a side effect. The FDA did, before they even gave the injection to a single person. They knew the whole time. That's the other thing, that the FDA had a list of a whole bunch of side effects, including death, as a side effect of the vaccine. And they still went out and said safe and effective as they put out a list of all these side effects. How is that possible? Well, it's not possible unless you're corrupt and evil. And they're corrupt and they're evil. And some of them are fools. Maybe they didn't know they were being used, some of them, by the globalists for a bioweapon. Maybe they didn't know that. Maybe they're just so corrupt that they'll just take a payout. And that's why, I mean, they're still evil. They will allow this to happen to people because they're going to get rich, okay? It might not be that they originally intended, I want to wipe out a whole bunch of people, but they're so corrupt that if you give them a paycheck, hey, they'll go along with anything. Anything. Like I've said this in a past show, and it's so true, the more I think about it. If Adolf Hitler had known that all he had to do was write checks to the American government, if he had known that, he would have won. Our politicians would have sold us out. Well, at least the politicians living today. Maybe the politicians living back then were better people. Maybe. I don't know. But maybe they were a little bit better and they wouldn't have sold their own country out for a paycheck, for a payoff. But if Hitler could have gave senators and our pharmaceutical companies and I'm talking about CEOs and stuff, millions and millions and millions of dollars in payouts, what would have happened? I don't know. I really don't. It depends. But I'll tell you this. If Hitler were alive today and he saw how our politicians are bought off by China, and Hitler was sitting over there in Germany today, if he was alive, he would learn very quickly, and that's what he would have done. And he would have put on a smile. You see, he wouldn't have been going rah, 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 then saying all these and screaming and yelling and making it visually look like he has hate and evil in his heart, which he did. And you could see it. He would have learned, oh, you smile. You do evil, but you smile and say it's good for you. It's good for you. And he would have learned that. Thank goodness he's not alive today, but I guess it doesn't really make a difference. We're still being sold out to evil regimes who are going to destroy America. It's still happening. Anyways, back to Dr. Robert Malone. There was a lot more that had to be said.
Birx's memoir. So what I found stunning about Birx's memoir is that she is still not aware that Chinese propaganda was pushed to her, and she took it directly.
What do you
she
mean?
Assimilated
what do you mean?
It.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the people dying on the streets, the mass graves, the rapid hospital build, the moon suits, all of that. She assumed that was all reality and apparently still believes it. And
is Dr. Robert Malone sure she still believes it or ever believed it? How do we know it's just not a financial decision for herself? I don't know. Either she's an idiot, a fool, a moron, which I would say that's probably the case with her. She's probably a very big moron because I've heard people who have known her on the inside and say she is not a bright person. She might be able to memorize things and get a degree because she can memorize something from a book, but she's not a very intelligent person overall. That's what I've heard. I don't know because I don't know her personally and I don't want to personally attack her, but I've heard that. I'm not making that up. So here, there's only two choices. She's an idiot and is evil China's dream, like Joe Biden is an idiot and is evil China's dream to puppet around. And so they know they can puppet her because she's an idiot, or she's pure evil and is a traitor to her country. So I don't know which one she would choose. I think she would rather choose she's just an idiot. But if there's ever trials ever on this, she's going to have to choose one of those two choices. There are no other choices.
Then she, for some reason, she decided that what they had implemented, the policies at least that they had been telling the West that they'd implemented, was the policies that should be implemented here in the United States. And then we also have this paradoxical situation that's been uncovered with some recent analysis. World Health Organization had a set of policies that they'd put in place for pandemic influenza, and they flipped almost every single one under the pressure. And the
question is, what do you mean by that?
Policies about specifically not locking down, not, you know, discouraging mask use, discouraging border control, saying that none of these things were going to have any impact. All of these kind of restrictive, totalitarian, shut down the economy measures, they had all said, WHO prior to this, that none of that is effective and we shouldn't do it. And then they flip-flopped. And you have Birx and Fauci now coming out and saying talk about revisionist history, coming out saying, well, if I had to do it over again, I would have been even more authoritarian, even more restrictive. In the face of all the data that shows all the damage that's been done to our economy and throughout the West.
Yeah, why would Fauci say he'd be even more authoritative? That goes back to the beginning. He has to double down. He has to triple down. Fauci is the father of COVID-19. Fauci, we know, helped fund the Wuhan lab. He also, we know that our government, and I'm sure Fauci was involved. I don't know exactly how the money trail goes, but we know Barack Obama was involved as a senator, developing in the Ukraine bioweapon labs because we couldn't do it here. So they outsourced it to corrupt Ukraine. We know that. I've done shows on that, how Barack Obama's connected to all of that. I'm sure Fauci would be connected. It would have to be because of his position. And we don't even know if COVID-19 came out of the Ukraine. People have sent me stuff and it's out of Russia. So it's very hard for me to confirm. But Russia, after going through the Ukraine, is saying that COVID-19 is basically something that they were working on in the Ukraine. I can't confirm this when it's coming out of Russia. I don't know. So it's hard for me to bring you that. I mean, I could bring you it, but then I don't want to bring you something that's false. People think that I'm like I go way on limbs. Well, I really don't. And when I'm iffy and I bring you something, I try to tell you, well, I'm iffy on this one. But most of the stuff I give you, though, I'm not iffy on stuff. I'm pretty rock solid. And that's why I'm talking about it, or else I wouldn't talk about it if I didn't feel rock solid. The Russians, this is what I do know. We did have bioweapons factories in the Ukraine. Ukraine was the third most corrupt country in the world and still is. And the Democrat Party and the globalist Republicans do not want anyone and never did want anyone looking into the Ukraine. They impeached Donald Trump because he asked questions about the corruption of the Bidens in the Ukraine. It was their money laundering factory. This is how a lot of our politicians got rich, is funneling money to foreign countries. The Ukraine was their number one for the Democrat Party. Ukraine was number one for funneling money. They funneled billions of dollars. We know Obama sent $7 billion over to the Ukraine, and it went to a bank, a private bank, and that's the same guy that owns private bank is the guy that employed Hunter Biden, same guy, own private bank. Obama gave him $7 billion. It disappeared because they were money laundering it. And guess what our government did? Did it go looking for it? No. Has there ever been an investigation? No. Has the government ever said where that money went? No, they don't care. They know where it went, right back and funneled around. People got their cuts. The oligarchs got their cuts. And then the Democrat Party got it back into their pockets. I mean, understand, when Democrats get money or globalist Republicans, all this taxpayer money goes through their hands and they see, I write things and bills out for $40 billion to the Ukraine. That's coming back to me, baby. I ain't going to write no $40 billion and have it all funneled through and all these other people are cashing in and I don't cash in. Ever wonder why your politicians are always go to Washington, D.C. and always end up being millionaires? Because they're expert investors, every single one. You know, Joe Biden, everyone knows he's a moron, yet he's a multimillionaire. How is that? How does a moron make such great investments? Understand that China just tells Biden, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you this amount of money. Here's how the scheme does. Biden doesn't come up with it. China tells Biden. It's not Biden approaching China and saying, hey, I got a great idea. Biden couldn't think of it if he tried. Never could have. He was never an intelligent man. Never. Even when he was in his prime. All right. Let me give you a little bit more what happened on the War Room Pandemic. Steve Bannon, Dr. Robert Malone.
And then you have this storyline, whether or not it's valid. It certainly deserves consideration as a hypothesis, let's say, that what we've really experienced is a concerted effort by the CCP to shut down the Western economies, that whether or not this virus was intentionally released, they certainly leveraged the opportunity. And you had Deborah Birx acting, whether as an unwitting or otherwise knowledgeable third party.
Why is Science Magazine, I think, coming out now? You're seeing this thing coming out now. They're trying to push the thing that it came from the Wuhan market, that it's not from the lab. But why is it now that they're trying to drive that part of the narrative? Understanding we're coming to power in November.
And Dr. Mark Malone doesn't give that awesome of an answer to it. I think the answer is the reason why they're doing that is simply because, well, they tried to do it at the beginning. They're trying to do it again because if it's proven that the Wuhan lab, and I think it already has been proven, but if they concede that the Wuhan lab made the COVID-19 virus, they also know that we have laboratories in other countries that was doing the same thing. And it is possible, folks. I don't know if this is the case, but it is possible that we just lied and said it came from China when it came from the Ukraine. That is a possibility. And one of those bioweapon labs. Part of poking Russia to get Russia to invade the Ukraine could be that they wanted to cover this crap up. And they think, well, we need a war. Because they clearly wanted a war. Now, I don't know. That's me speculating. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, if it came to the Ukraine, it doesn't matter. Fauci's hands was in it. This was all on purpose. And they sped up something that they had been practicing because Trump was in office and freaked them out. And they weren't planning on doing this in 2020. They weren't planning on it until they realized Trump's going to win in a landslide. We got to do something. And so they sped up the plans that they had for something down the road and said, we got to do it now. And then once they went in, they decided, you know what? We got to go all in. Let's do the vaccine plan. We got to go all in now. And so they went all in and they're all in. They can't get out of this unless they all end up in jail, unless they go to prison. So it's either they can continue to push the vaccine and kill your family members and your friends and kill people around the world and continue to do it and continue to smile and say, it works great. Don't worry. Yeah, I know. All the people who are vaccinated keep coming down with COVID-19, and the people who are unvaccinated never even hardly ever get COVID-19. They get it once and then that's it. They never get sick again with any of the variants or anything else. Yet, the people vaccinated, they're just constantly sick. But don't worry about that. And they're just going to keep telling you, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. I know half your family is dead now. Don't worry. Okay, everyone's dead but you. Don't worry. It was great. Wasn't it worth it? It protected you from death because you're still alive. It didn't protect your family members, but that's a... Don't worry about that. Don't worry. And a lot of people won't worry. A lot of people go, yeah, I won't worry. Yeah, okay. That's my frustration. Those people need to know this more than anything. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I love you. See ya. Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.